Wow. Faith in Christ is rapture. This is very interesting. Sir.
Olumide, you know what come to my mind? This Bible, you know, I respect this Bible. I'm telling you. I often, something puzzles me. I discover that where error is preached, it commands, it receives a lot of attention, followership. No wonder this scripture comes to my mind. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13.
Matthew 7:13 says,
yes.
Enter ye in at the straight gates, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Read it again. Read that verse 14 again.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
You know, you can see, wide. People are following the road. Wide. What does he say? He said, wide. He said, wide is the gate and broad is the way. But where does it lead to?
Destruction.
This Bible, I respect the scriptures. You see, when he says that in the latter times,
Some shall depart from the faith.
He said, First Timothy?
Yes, sir.
Is it First Timothy chapter 4?
Okay, First Timothy chapter 4, four yes. verse 1. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Do you know what a seducing spirit is? That is, seducing spirit has to do with What did Eve say?
The serpent beguiled me.
Beguiled, deceived. To seduce is, you know, to make you live untrue to your husband. When it comes to married woman, the church, we are married to Christ. To seduce us is to take us away from Christ. You see? Doing what?
Speaking lies, giving it to seducing spirit and doctrines of devils.
And the doctrines, teachings of devils. And it is not, doctrine of devil is not selling anointing oil, anointing water. That one is just fraud. That one is just out of fraud. 419. Hungry people looking for money. They do that, you know. I'm talking about, you know, did he say, they want to give another meaning to the word of God.
The interpretation.
You see? And the truth is, if you go to 2 Timothy.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Now, verse 3.
2 Timothy 4, 3 says.
Yes. And verse 4.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
Is that because I'm looking at the followership. You go to his social media, the comments. People are hailing him. People are liking him.
That's
people,
true.
You know, you fall within this category. You are either a tear. Responding to the ministry of a reaper to bind you. Because at the end time, there will be two ministries. And it is the ministry of reapers. You are either binding the tares that found themselves in the church.
That's right.
Which is what you see in the last parable of Matthew chapter 13.
That's right.
Of the fishing net. Verse 47 or so.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net.
Yes.
That was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind.
It gathered. This net is the net of the gospel.
Which when it was
and
full.
And this is the seventh church age, the age that we are in now.
Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels.
So there will be separation.
But cast the bad away.
There will be people that will be in charge of the good, separating the good to take them somewhere. And then the cast to separate the bad. That is what Christ was talking in verse 30 of Matthew chapter 13.
Let both grow together.
Both the wheat and the tares grow together in that farm.
And in the time of harvest.
Now this end time. What will happen?
I will say to the reapers.
He has reapers.
Gather ye together first the tares. And bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.
And in the interpretation of verse 40, 41.
As therefore the tares are gathered are burned in the fire. So shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels.
The Son of Man, Christ himself, will send forth his ministers.
And they shall gather out of his kingdom.
To fulfill that verse 47 of Matthew 13.
And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity.
So, who will he use?
Reapers.
Ministers. You know. And that is, what does he use to gather them? He uses the spirit of delusion. What is it? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. From verse 7, let's read it up to verse 12.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
Yes.
Only he will now let it be let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
They received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore, what happened?
And for this cause,
for this reason, what will God do to them?
God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure.
So what does he use? Delusion. The spirit of delusion. Why? In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4.
2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4.
Yes.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
The people, Christians, they will not endure sound doctrine.
But after their own lusts, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears.
They have itching ears.
And they shall turn away their ears from the
from
truth.
From the truth, and shall be turned to what?
Unto fables.
Fables. What is this guy preaching?
Fables.
Fables. Fables. See where I placed that ministry. I don't know whether I meant such comment. You know, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Yes.
A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word.
What did he say?
But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Emmanuel and Philetus.
Who is Emmanuel and Philetus? They were ministers. Hear what they were preaching. They went out from us.
But they were not of
because
us.
Because they were not originally of us. The origin is satanic.
Hey.
Now, the gospel that they were preaching about the soon coming resurrection, see what they were saying in verse 18.
Who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already.
And do what?
And overthrow the faith of some.
What is Ebba Damina saying? Water baptism is expired.
Communion,
it's not the same spirit.
Yes, sir.
No need for communion. It's not the same spirit. No tribulation. It's not the same spirit. Anybody that says if you miss the rapture, you face tribulation is lying as he's putting it. Is that not the ministry of Hymenaeus and Philetus? People die, but the spirits don't die. The spirit that enters up in the wilderness is still speaking now. His vessels is looking for. So now watch it. Here, even if I bring, you know when you're before a judge in law and you want to discredit a witness, if you can just prove one lie, if If that witness, a good lawyer, is able to prove one lie, that witness is totally discredited. He has no truth in him.
Mm.
Therefore, his testimony will never be taken again because he has no truth. Now, watch it here. You know, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now, the emphasis is rightly dividing the word of truth.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, we need revelation. Let me just use one first before you begin to fire me the question. I don't know which question. This man should not even be responding to anybody that reads the Bible. Should not. Maybe that's why nobody is answering him. Maybe I'm even wasting my time. Because everybody has placed him where he belongs. You know, okay, imagine somebody wasting his time trying to preach to Catholics about Mary and Hail Mary and things like that.
Mm.
You know, Hosea, when Ephraim. they try concerning Ephraim, at the end, what did he say?
Okay.
Chapter 4, verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Ephraim is joined to idols.
Reading from verse 16.
For Israel slided back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place.
So,
Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
He is joined to idols. What did he say?
Let him alone.
Let him alone. And you know how he entered.
Hmm.
You know. So also, where do I start? Where do I begin from? You know. Look at it here. At least the ones I can remember, because I was so angry I couldn't even jot down anything to reply this guy. But let's see, for the sake of those, the true seed of God, the eagles caged among those chickens there. The Bible said, rightly dividing the word of truth. The fact that a statement, John 5, where he quoted several times.
Yes, sir.
Verse 28 or so.
Yes, sir. John 5:28, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of
them
life.
Them that have done good into the resurrection of life.
And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
So he is saying that there are two events that take place at the same time.
Yes, sir. He said the two resurrections
and
are
this
one
man
event.
Says he reads about 5 hours. How many hours?
9 hours.
9 hours every day. What are you reading? Between the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation, the period is 1,000 years.
Mm.
One verse, different periods.
Mm.
Let's take one for instance. In Isaiah chapter 61.
Mm. Yes, sir.
In Isaiah chapter 61.
Yes, sir.
What does it say there?
The spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord had anointed me.
Verse 1 and verse 2 you are reading.
Because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance of our God.
Now verse 2 again. There are two things that the spirit of the Lord is upon him to do. Number one,
to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
The first thing the Spirit of the Lord is upon him to do is to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
And the day of vengeance of our God.
The day of vengeance of our God.
To comfort all that mourn. Yeah.
Now, in Luke chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
From verse 16 or so, 14.
Okay. And he came to Nazareth, verse 16, he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
He is quoting verse 1. Of Isaiah 61.
To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Then verse 2.
to
of Isaiah 61, to is verse 19 of Luke chapter 4. He went to verse 2. What did he say?
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
He quoted only the first part, because in verse 2, it is acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance. But he quoted only to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, and he closed the book. The next
verse 20, and he closed the book.
He closed the book. He did not complete that verse.
And gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasting on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
Which scripture?
The acceptable year. Verse 2.
But another time is going to come, because the acceptable year of the Lord is the day of redemption.
That's right.
He's saying it now. This same Jesus, he is the one that was our Savior. Amen. And he's also going to be our judge.
Amen.
There is the day of vengeance. The day of vengeance is what you see. Known as the day of the Lord.
Amen.
We see that in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10.
2 Peter 3, 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
That is the day of the, that is the second part of Isaiah 61 verse 2. So rightly dividing the word of truth, you see the word that is fulfilled now. Yet it is in the same verse.
Hallelujah.
You see, the same thing also, if you go to that John chapter 5, he quoted so much. Verse 24.
John 5:24. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come to condemnation.
Now, he said what again? He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath. He kept saying, hath.
He that believes in him will not be distinguished from that resurrection. Look at it. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath, hath everlasting life.
He emphasized hath. I don't know. Maybe he has the Hebrew lexicon. I don't know the Greek lexicon. I don't know what interpretation is given to that word hath. You know, hath everlasting life. That is, you are guaranteed eternal life, everlasting life. It's a guarantee. Because there is something that will be done to the believers. And that is in Acts chapter 5. In Acts chapter 5, you know, verse 30 to 32.
The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hung on a tree. Him at God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
Not verse 2.
And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him.
Who? And the Holy Ghost is eternal life. So when he says here in John chapter 5, if we go back there, and said, verse 24.
He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life.
That word believe, it also goes with obedience.
Amen.
Evidence that you believe is that you will obey.
Hallelujah.
Now, that is where you see righteousness. Righteousness is obedience.
Amen.
I repeat, righteousness is obedience. Obedience is evidence of belief.
Amen.
For Satan also believed in one God, and he trembles, yet he's disobedient. He hath is guaranteed eternal life.
Amen.
He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed
death
from
life.
Death unto life. Why? Because Romans 8, verse 11.
Romans 8, 11.
Yes.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Then go back again to verse 25 of John chapter 5.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
The only way you will hear is that that spirit is in you. That's why Colossians chapter 1 verse 27 speaks about Christ in you. It's in you by the spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
The hope of resurrection.
Amen.
The hope of glory. And then verse 26.
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Yes, because the spirit that was in Christ is Christ, is God dwelling in him. For Christ is the image of the invisible. Please open Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15.
Colossians 1, 15.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Verse 15.
Who is the image of the invisible God?
That is
God.
Christ is the image of the invisible God.
The firstborn of every creature.
Now go to verse 19.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness
The fullness of God was in him. Go to chapter 2 verse 9.
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead
in
bodily.
Christ Jesus.
Bodily.
Colossians 2 verse 9. In Christ Jesus dwelleth
all the fullness of the Godhead.
All the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Because he dwelled in him.
Hallelujah.
So for as the Father had life in himself,
so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
So verse 26 is talking about eternal life. John the Baptist said he is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that is what you see in verse 26 and verse 27. John the Baptist, in John Matthew chapter 3, what did he say? Just for the sake of people who are following this, some of these preachers.
Matthew 3:11.
Yes.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
Yes.
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear.
What will he do?
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
How many ministries there?
Two ministries.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost and the baptism with fire.
That's right.
Now, Holy Ghost is for life, eternal life. That is what you see in verse 26 of John chapter 5.
For so as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself.
That is the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And then,
and has given
fire now.
And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
So, the two ministries are there. Verse 22. What does it say? That John chapter 5.
For the Father judgeth no man, but committed all judgments to the Son.
Unto the Son. He committed all judgment unto the Son. Then he now came. Let's finish this one first. Verse 28.
Marvel not at this.
Yes.
For the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
They will hear whose voice?
The voice of the Son.
The voice of Jesus Christ.
And shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Now, verse 29 is what Ebe Damina is confused about. That they all take place at the same time. No. He said, the first one is this, is the resurrection of life. What is the resurrection of life? Resurrection of life is, you will see, the dead in Christ rise first. That's what we see. Okay. This is so wide. I'm trying to compress it. You know, you notice that 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10.
2 Corinthians 5:10.
Yes.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That what?
That everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad.
So there is the judgment seat of Christ. Now this judgment is what we see in the in Luke 19 parable of the talents.
Yes, sir.
He gives some five, some one, some two, some ten. Take note. that when he comes, this is his second coming. Every one of us, those talents are the gifts we have. He will now demand of it. Mm-hmm. When he will demand what you did with the talent, because 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7 said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with that. It is those gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And every member of the body of Christ, every Christian, you have something to supply to the body. Mm. You have a gift. So when he will be coming, that's what you see again in Romans chapter 14.
Yes, sir.
Verse 10.
Romans 14, 10. It says, but why don't
10 and 11.
Okay. Why does thou judge thy brother, or why does thou set at not thy brother? Uh-huh. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
He said, we brethren, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Uh-huh.
For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
Now, this judgment is what you see in verse 29 of John chapter 5.
John chapter 5.
Yes.
Verse 29.
Yes.
Wow. He says, and it shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life,
uh-huh.
and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
And it is all. Life is given to you by Christ. Throwing you to hell, also judgment, is given to Christ to execute. Now, but when we come, that is the first judgment. This time is not judgment unto condemnation.
Amen.
It's judgment unto reward. That's why I say we, it included him.
Mm.
So if Apostle Paul said, for we shall all stand before the judgment of Christ, including himself.
Mm.
Now he was sure of his crown of righteousness.
Mm.
That is from the judgment.
Mm.
He said he has fought a good fight. He
has kept the faith.
You know, he has kept the faith. They are now awaiting him his crown of righteousness. Not for him only, but to all also.
Oh,
when would that happen? Is the fulfillment of that parable. Then he will say, the one that had 10 more. What did he say? You faithful servant. Be thou ruler over 10 cities. 10 cities. Another one, 5 cities. In Matthew 19, the disciples say, we are forsaking all and following you. What will be our reward?
Mm.
He said, in the regeneration.
That's right.
When the Son of Man will sit on the throne of his glory, you too, you will sit
upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
The 12 tribes of Israel. That is the reward.
Amen.
Then, that is after the resurrection, the rapture, we will now meet with him there, and everyone will give account of what we did with the gifts. It does not affect eternal life.
Mm.
It is only going to affect the position you will hold in the millennium.
Mm.
And that is what Apostle John saw in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4.
And I saw thrones,
yes,
and they sat upon them,
uh-huh,
and judgment was given unto them.
Who are these they? He saw people.
Believers, yeah.
Believers. This throne here, that is after he has judged us, he has given us the thrones, the cities, the states, the nations you will rule.
Mm.
Then you come down with him. This is what he saw. See the groups of people.
And I saw the souls of them that were bearded for the witness of Jesus.
You see them?
And for the word of God.
You see?
And which had not worshipped the beast, neither its image,
uh-huh,
neither had received his mark upon their foreheads,
uh-huh,
or in their right hands,
uh-huh,
or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Verse 5.
But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years we have finished.
So you see now, please go back to verse 29 of John chapter 5.
John 5, 29.
Yes. Verse 28 and verse 29.
Marvel
again.
Not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that in the graves shall hear his voice.
They will hear his voice.
And shall come forth.
Yeah, they will come forth as resurrection.
And they that have done good unto the resurrection of life.
That is the resurrection of life.
Mm.
Verse 5 again of Revelation chapter 20.
But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years.
Because this resurrection of life in verse 4, it says they lived. You see the life there.
Yes, sir. They lived
and reigned with Christ. That is the resurrection of life.
And it's called, this is the first resurrection.
And he said, what did he say?
Verse 5. Yes. For the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years are finished. This is the first
resurrection. That is the first resurrection.
Resurrection unto life.
Unto life. In verse 29 of John chapter 5.
Amen.
The second one is going to take place 1,000 years after. Read on verse 6. Revelation chapter 20.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection.
In the first resurrection.
On such, the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ. And shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Now, see now the second death now from verse 11.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
That's right.
And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Now let Pastor Abel, Dr. Abel, not confuse. Because Lazarus resurrected and died again. That one was just Christ demonstrating his power to give life. He was not demonstrating to let them understand it's the resurrection and the life. Now, here now is an agenda of God.
Amen.
Now, so you see here that the first group of people are those who will come to reign with him in, and they are the ones you see in First Corinthians chapter 15. In First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Yes.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
yes.
At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
And we shall be changed. That is the first resurrection. And this first resurrection, they are in three phases.
Amen.
The first one is what we see that happened in Matthew chapter 27. In Matthew chapter 27,
yes, sir.
Remember that there was a prophecy in Isaiah 26, verse 19.
Amen. Isaiah 26, 19.
Yes.
It says, the dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust.
No, not verse 19. Again.
Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise.
Okay, finish this.
Awake and sing.
Awake and sing.
Ye that dwell in
dust.
That
is the voice of resurrection saying, awake and sing.
Ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of earth.
Oh, glory.
And the earth shall cast out the dead.
It was fulfilled in Matthew 27.
Hallelujah.
From verse 51.
Amen.
51 to 53.
Matthew 27, 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom.
Yes.
And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
That is the first part of the first resurrection.
Hallelujah.
The second part of the first resurrection, which is the resurrection unto life. Because they all together, you took them up and they are waiting for us.
Amen.
The second part of that first resurrection is what we are waiting for.
Amen.
Which is what we saw in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 16.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God.
Yes.
And the dead in Christ shall rise
the
first.
The dead in Christ. The second part of the first resurrection is the dead in Christ shall
rise first.
Shall rise first.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
To do what?
To meet the Lord in the air.
That is the second
part
of the first resurrection. The third part of the first resurrection is those prophets in Revelation chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
Which, just for the purpose of Bible study, verse 7.
And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them.
Yes.
And shall overcome them and kill them.
Kill them.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets
of
the great
city. So they will actually be dead, yes.
which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, uh-huh. where also our Lord was crucified. Uh-huh. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and an half,
yes.
and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in the grave.
Uh-huh.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them mm. and make merry, mm. and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the
hey.
Earth. And after 3 days...
Now, listen now from verse 11.
And after 3 days yes. and a half, uh-huh. the spirit of life from God entered into them,
uh-huh.
and they stood upon their feet,
uh-huh.
and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Uh-huh.
And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them,
what are they saying?
Come up either.
Uh-huh.
And they ascended up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them.
That is the third part of the first resurrection. That is the resurrection unto life. And the rest remained there. For the resurrection unto condemnation, unto damnation, to take place 1,000 years after. So if Abel Damina cannot dissect this, which scripture will he understand?
Hmm.
It's too deep for him.
Hmm.
What was he saying again?
The rapture, no continuation. This word ends. The rapture is the end of the world.
So you can see that, you know, he has lost it. The reason is that if, I don't know, well, their type will not go to the book of Revelation. If not, in verse 5 and verse 6 of Revelation chapter 6, you see the third seal there.
That's right.
That is the black horse. Right? There's a revival there.
Mm.
You see, that revival, oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
That revival ends with the rapture.
Amen and amen.
Before the fourth seal begins.
Mm.
There are still things to happen on earth here after the rapture.
Say it again, sir.
After the rapture, according to the divine agenda,
amen.
The rapture is for the bride of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And the elect of the Jewish elect, part of the bride of Jesus Christ. Listen, we have beautiful types in the Bible. The story of Joseph is the story of Jesus Christ. Complete. Spiritual, that's why his brothers hated him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he told them the revelation of who he is and what will become of him. That he's the Messiah.
Mm.
They wanted to kill him.
That's right.
They put him in the grave.
Mm.
You see? But in the third, whether it is third day or not, he came out of that hole. A type of Christ coming out of the grave.
Hallelujah.
He was rejected.
Mm.
But a Gentile nation,
accepted
Egypt,
him.
Receiving we the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
What did he say in Acts chapter 13?
Mm.
In Acts chapter 13.
Yes, sir.
Verse 45.
But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake
from
against...
From verse 44, so that we get the picture.
And
very
the next
clear.
Sabbath day came yes. almost the whole city together. Yes. To
that's
hear the word
the ministry of
God.
Paul and Barnabas. Yes.
But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy
uh-huh.
and spake against those things which are spoken by Paul,
uh-huh.
contradicting and blaspheming.
Uh-huh.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you.
Uh-huh.
But seeing ye put it from you
uh-huh.
and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life.
What happened?
Lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
Go on.
For so had the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles,
uh-huh.
that shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed.
That, oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As many
that were ordained to eternal life. Sir, what of Acts 15?
Go ahead.
From verse 14.
Exactly.
Simon had declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles
uh-huh.
to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets.
Uh-huh.
As it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, uh-huh. which is falling down. And I will build again the ruins thereof.
Uh-huh.
And I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek
Sorry,
after the
go
Lord.
Go back again. You know, sometimes, go back to verse 15 again.
And to this agree the words of the prophets,
uh-huh.
as it is written.
How, what is written?
After this, I will return.
Uh-huh.
And we build again the tabernacle
after
of David.
After what?
After taking out of the Gentiles.
After he has taken the Gentiles, a bride for himself.
Amen.
Eh? He will come back again and do what?
Will build the tabernacle of David, uh-huh, which is falling down.
Yes.
And will build against the ruins thereof, uh-huh, and will set it up.
He will set it up. That the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, said the Lord, who doeth all these things. That is the story we see in the story of the book of Esther. Vashti is, Queen Vashti is rejected because he disobeyed the king. Israel, a type of Israel and God. They rejected Christ. Rejected their revival. So, a worthless slave became the queen. You and I.
Hallelujah.
The Gentiles that are called dogs will not become now king. Queen of Christ. Now you will notice that the Bible says something in Romans chapter 11, verse 25.
Romans 11, 25 says.
Romans.
Blindness, you know, in part.
Maybe let's go back a little bit from verse 11.
Romans 11.
Yes.
Verse 11.
Yes.
I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. Mm-hmm. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles.
Uh-huh.
For to provoke them to jealousy.
To do what?
Provoke them to jealousy.
It is to provoke them to jealousy. That's why salvation came to us. In verse 25.
For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery,
uh-huh,
lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part
is
happened to Israel.
Until when?
Until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming.
Uh-huh. Now, you will notice the story of Joseph.
Mm.
They rejected him like they rejected Christ. A Gentile nation received him. And while in Egypt, he married an Egyptian woman.
Hallelujah.
Now, by the time that he was revealing himself, because they didn't even know who he was until he opened their eyes. Blindness was in part. Now that the Gentile queen was in the palace, it did not end the agenda.
At all, sir.
He finished with the Gentile, then activities now shift to Israel. So to say that is the end of the world, the rapture is the end of the world, nothing else happens. Ebel Damina, you are wrong.
Ignorant of the divine agenda.
You are wrong. You are not rightly dividing the word of truth. Because, what did he say?
And so, all Israel shall be saved.
All Israel shall be saved.
As it is written, they shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
So, after the rapture, that is when Revelation chapter 10 and verse 11,
yes, sir,
that revival there, we call the John ministry.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again,
yes,
before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
And it is made possible by those two olive
trees,
the two ministries of Elijah
and Moses.
That's what I want us to take note of, those of you who want to know the truth. By the time this is taking place, the third seal is fulfilled. That revival ends with the rapture. Then the fourth seal, the Antichrist move, is revealed in Revelation chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
Which verse is that?
Verse 7.
7 and verse 8.
And when he had opened the fourth seal,
yes,
I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see.
Yes.
And I looked.
And what is the fourth seal?
The
fourth beast?
The flying eagle.
The flying eagle. The flying eagle is the anointing for Israel. Remember,
hallelujah,
that he leads Israel always with the prophets.
Amen.
Okay? And go ahead.
And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword,
uh-huh,
and with hunger,
uh-huh,
and with death,
uh-huh,
and with the beast of the earth.
Uh-huh. And that is the tribulation period. By the time this tribulation is taking place, the rapture has taken place. The bride of Jesus Christ is there at the palace.
Hallelujah.
While the Jewish revival is taking place.
Amen.
And even after the Jewish revival, you see, then you will notice that the day of the Lord begins.
Mm.
You see, where the unbelievers, those who did not go in the rapture, what this whole world will go through. The plagues, the vials, the trumpet angels, the effect of the trumpet angels that we see in the book of Revelation chapter 8, Revelation chapter 9, and also Revelation chapter 11. And of course, the other scriptures concerning the trumpets and the vials. They take place after the rapture.
Mm.
Divine agenda. So to say that when rapture takes place, there is no tribulation, you need to go back to the scriptures again. And then you see that it is there. There will be tribulation. There are so many other things that will take place.
Mm.
And he said, he was boasting theological what to say you will suffer. So Christ himself said it, that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If you don't make it, you are in trouble.
Immediately after the tribulation.
Because in Matthew 24, verse 29.
Matthew 24, 29.
Yes.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days.
Immediately. So there is a tribulation. And the tribulation takes place
after the rapture.
After the rapture. In fact, even 3.5 years after the rapture. Immediately after that tribulation of those days.
Day of the Lord.
Shall the sun be darkened? That is when the judgment will start. Mm. The whole world will shake. They will run here, they will run here, they will run here, they will run here. The Bible says there will be confusion. Abel Damina is giving you false hope.
Mm.
You better give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For it is a fearful thing
to fall into the hands of
the hands
the
of
living God.
There is a judgment that is coming. And it is not deceit. It's not deception.
Mm.
He is the Savior and he is also the judge.
Amen.
He is our Redeemer. He is also our Advocate. He is manifesting his attribute in the acceptable year of the Lord.
Mm.
But there is going to be a time when he will stand up from the seat. Luke chapter number 13,
yes,
from verse 22.
And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and joining toward Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved?
Are there few that will be saved?
And he said unto them,
what did he say?
Strive to enter in at the straight
gate. Trouble to enter in through that, you know, difficult gate.
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Many, many will seek to enter in, will not be able. The reason they will not be able... See it.
When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and he begin to stand without and to knock at
this
the door.
This door is the door of salvation. Hmm. It's over and you are still standing to knock. You are still expecting that something will happen. Foolish virgin, something will happen, Abby.
Hmm.
What would they be saying?
Saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us.
And what will he say?
And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall he begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence. Now. And thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.
And what did verse 28 say?
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Again.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see who?
Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
And all the prophets.
In the kingdom
of
God.
In the kingdom of God. And you yourself trust out. Why? When you are there listening to Philitos and Emmanuel Sinko. Who said water baptism is expired?
Expired.
Who said no need for communion? Who gave you false hope? Apostle Paul said, if there will be no
resurrection,
then why are we among men most miserable? Then what's our hope? Why are we risking our lives? If there will be no judgment again, if there will be no tribulation is now. Whether I believe, then if I don't believe, then what am I scared of?
Mm.
Why am I making my showing my calling and election? Then why will I be weeping and gnashing of teeth? Am I weeping and gnashing teeth now?
At all, sir.
I think it's mixing a lot of scriptures.
Sir, before we close this episode, how do you place this man?
I place him among Philitos and the likes of Philetus and Hymenaeus.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Everybody, they have their
roots in the Bible.
They have their roots in the Bible.
Thank you so much, sir. I know it's funny taking our time to answer such or to reply.
Well, I'm saying peradventure there may be a seed of God who is sincere enough and following such tumult and thinking that they are following truth. But when the world is open to them,
hallelujah,
there is a deep inside calling to the deep. There'll be a deep to respond.
Amen.
You know, so many pastors hearing us, for instance, who are sincere, suddenly they discover after hearing us that they are serving an organization and thinking they are serving God.
Wow.
Those of them who are there sincerely putting in service for these denominations, struggling to meet the target that their denominational headquarters told them to meet, struggling whatever target financially and target the membership, working, you know, for the mommy and the daddies, GOs and general overseers. When they suddenly hear me say some things, their eyes are open. It's true.
Hallelujah.
You know, are you really, when you are working, the truth about it is this: are you truly looking for commendation from God or from your GO? Who are you serving? So many, God genuinely call you, and the smart GO will see that grace and use you for his kingdom. You know that's what they do. So we say it. There are people that are there that is not looking for food to eat now. When they finish, they go to look for employment. So those are different from people who have genuine call. When they hear us, then, you know, they find freedom. Not all. The same thing, people listening to this man are relaxing. The people who listen to these people who teach grace, people who listen to all these errors, some of them, God causes them to hear us and then amend their ways. And please, don't think that any of these preachers will ever repent. It is a ministry. Somebody asked me, I think it was my secretary, one of my daughters here, asked me a few days ago. He said, these reapers that I said, that to lead people, I mean, that we bind the wheat one side and bind the tares. He said, so after they have finished gathering those tares, he said, what happens to them since they are genuine servants of God? And I said, oh, you are reading scriptures and you don't even understand. I said, it will take a child of hell to lead others to where he is going. And you have to be a child of God, a kingdom child of God, to also lead people to heaven. You must be a heaven candidate first before you are qualified to be a minister for the wheat, for the bride. And your ministry will speak for itself. And see the kind of people that come to you will know where you are going to. And can't you see that so many people are following such? That fully doesn't matter churches. So many. Now, for you to be a minister, gathering those is because they are following you to where you are ordained to. Satan, your master, already knows where he's going. So you are following him to end up where he's ending up because you have gotten so many until hell had to enlarge her coast to accommodate more people. That's the truth.
Wow.
So, if your pastor is not going to heaven, he will never lead you to heaven. And the messages he preach will point you to heaven or bolt you to earth here. With the kind of prosperity messages that they preach. As if we are going to take the attention they take, the hours they do to write books on prosperity. Kingdom wealth. They call it kingdom wealth. They call it all manner of names. Giants to be raised up on all the things. At this end time, you are saying it is well. When the signs all around us in the air and on earth are pointing to the soon coming of the Lord. When the Bible says, when you begin to see all this happening, look up. That is, be heaven focused. Your redemption is near. Somebody else is telling you how to acquire property, how to acquire this. When we should be teaching contentment. So that we have more time to pursue the things of God. We look odd because this kind of message is not a popular message. But the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal.
The Lord knoweth them.
Please read it first.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
Chapter 2, verse 19. Thank you.
But nevertheless.
No, remember that in verse 17. What did he say?
And their word we eat as doth a canker, of whom is Himenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of
some. They overthrow the faith of many, because people will be relaxed. Then verse 19.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Hold on first. Remember that in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 7, not all that said, Lord, 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 Lord,
shall enter into
shall enter the heaven, but he that doeth the will
of my Father which is in heaven.
Now, why were they rejected? Those who say, was it in your name? I cast out devils, I do this. What? He said, I never knew you. Who were they?
Workers of iniquity.
Who were they?
Workers of iniquity.
Again.
Workers of iniquity.
Now, go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 19.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Yes.
Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Now, what did he say?
And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Now, this iniquity is not, it's not even talking about fornication here. Mm. It's talking about following error.
Hey.
That is why they were anointed. They were casting out spirits, casting out devils. But what were you teaching? Mm. What were you teaching? You are teaching heresies. Let them that name the name of the Lord depart from error.
Iniquity.
Depart from iniquity in the context of that usage.
Hallelujah.
Because it's comparing you with Himenaeus and Philetus.
Philetus. Thank you so much, sir. Wow. Now is the acceptable time. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2.
Please, read it. Very
for
important.
He said, I have heard thee in a time accepted.
Yes.
And in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Mm-hmm. Behold, now is the accepted time.
Now is the accepted time.
Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Now is the acceptable year.
Hallelujah.
Now is the day
of salvation. Amen.
Very soon, it will become the day of judgment.
Amen.
He says, Brother Alpha, from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul?
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Pastor has said it all. What will you give in exchange for your soul? A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV. And thank you for helping us to shine our light in this dark age.
Olumide.
Yes, sir.
Tell them. Ring it again. There is judgment that is coming, oh. There is judgment that is coming, oh. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 is wrongly interpreted by this man, oh.
Sir, we could Mark 16.
Verse 15 and 16.
Yes, sir. He says,
and I'm sorry, I know you want to rush to go and see your wife. I'm bringing you back.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
You know, he quoted this scripture too.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
That is his interpretation, is that if you don't believe now, that is the you're already judged. You're already dead. If you believe now, he didn't, you know, he doesn't emphasize that baptized there
at all.
You know, he didn't say that. This man is not sincere. Because if he would have reading it, he would have checked himself. Mm. He that believeth and conditionally, conditioned there is and is baptized, and is water baptism and baptism of the Holy Ghost, shall be saved. But he that believeth not, shall be saved. Eternal life, where we are going. after the judgment.
Future. Shall.
Future. Shall. 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 It's future. What we are doing now is future. He is coming back to reward us. Future. Reward us with heaven, eternal life, or reward us.
The lake of fire.
The wages of sin is death. Lake of fire. Yes, but believer receive the Holy Ghost now. Yes, we receive the Holy Ghost now, but we still need to be delivered from this body. So that is why the Holy Ghost says seal until the day of redemption. The final redemption is the deliverance from this flesh. Because this is walking dead. There is judgment coming, for the believers. Judgment seat of Christ unto reward with what you do with your gifts. That's so right. That you don't walk with God and lose your reward. Because you will not use that gift or use it wrongly. We must serve God with our gift acceptably. Acceptably.
Amen.
There is that reward and there is the judgment that is coming for those who reject the gospel and for those who, do the work of God
deceitfully.
Deceitfully. Because he said, woe to him that doeth the work of the Lord
deceitfully.
All works of unrighteousness shall be judged in the lake of fire. That's why, again, he said, judgment is coming. All will be there, each one receiving justly. He said, you should hide in the saving grace, blood of the Lamb, and
I will pass.
He will pass over you.
Amen.
He will pass over you. Judgment is coming. They will pass over you. Another writer, a songwriter says, oh, my loving brother.
Amen.
When the earth is on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. He said, rock of ages,
cleft for me.
You will have been beating drum for me. Start another worship. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom to the bride of Christ.
Shalom.
See you in the rapture.
Amen.
There is going to be a rapture. He says, if we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God you have been true,
amen,
and live above all sin,
hallelujah,
then for us there will be a meeting.
Amen.
For there's going to be a greeting. I will see you in the rapture some sweet day.
Amen.
Oh, look at that. See you in the rapture. I will see you in the rapture. I will see you at the meeting in the end. There with our blessed Savior, we live and reign forever. I will see you in the rapture some sweet day.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom to the bride of Christ. Keep watching Bright TV. God bless you.